Grand Rapids Women's Health, specializing in healthcare services related to both the normal and abnormal processes of a woman's reproductive system. You bet we're going to talk about it today, and a very unique topic, an update about the Zika virus. Dr. Robin Hubbard, OBGYN with Grand Rapids Women's Health. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here talking about this. Now, my notes tell me existing and new information about the Zika virus.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything is new about Zika because it is so recent and we have such poor understanding of it. It takes me back to the days of early HIV and AIDS when it was just pandemonium and everybody was terrified and nobody knew anything about how it was transmitted. And same thing for Zika, although I think that the CDC and the World Health Organization, they're doing such a great job of trying to gather information as quickly as possible and posting it. So this is good because we had planned this topic a long time ago, kind of lining up to spring break because everybody's traveling everywhere. But last weekend when I was working at the hospital, there was a conversation around the table on labor and delivery between a bunch of nurses and secretaries and hospital staff about Zika and whether it was really a big deal anymore because they hadn't heard a lot about it in the media. And I think there's so many other things that have taken over attention on media, but it is still a really big deal, especially for pregnant women. So I think that we should kind of update and let people know.
Okay. Well, and let's do that. Some locations in the U.S. have recently been determined to be high-risk areas for contracting the Zika virus, Dr. Hubbard. What are these new locations?
So it was first identified in a small area of Miami and has spread in South Florida to some other areas. And so South Florida is a risk. And then Brownsville, Texas has had reported cases. And so there's a couple of little pockets. I have to admit that last year when we knew that it was spreading throughout the Caribbean and just kind of coming up with numbers and identifying cases, it was so scary because I figured it would be in Michigan like within months. And it really has traveled more slowly than that, but it's really important to keep that in mind when you're traveling, and in particular for people who are planning a pregnancy or who are pregnant. So Zika can be found in the United States almost all over the Caribbean, Central America, South America, and Africa.
Great. All right. Half a step back. Review what the Zika virus is. And this is Z-I-K-K-A.
Z-I-K-A. It's a mosquito-borne infection. And it is carried by a specific type of mosquito. And they can bite you anytime during the day or night. And it can be passed from a pregnant woman to her fetus, causing severe birth defects. It can be carried in adults and can either be asymptomatic or cause a mild, kind of a flu-like illness where you can have fevers, muscle aches, conjunctivitis, which is like red eyes, you know, kind of an eye infection. And so adults tend to be not severely affected, but that can progress in small numbers to this thing called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is really scary. It's like ascending paralysis. Like you lose control of your muscles and often end up in the ICU because you can't breathe on your own and you need ventilator support. And it's a very long and scary recovery. So that doesn't happen very often to adults, but it has been. They think it's linked to Zika, but mostly these babies who are having severe brain abnormalities as a result of infection.
Boy, I remember my physical therapy days doing passive range of motion on Guillain-Barré.
Yeah, it's super scary. I've seen a couple people that have been affected, and it's just terrifying.
Are there vaccines or medicines for Zika?
There are not. So they're in the process of really trying to accelerate the vaccine production to try to identify it. But, you know, that's probably 3 to 5 years down the road. So there's no way to protect yourself except to avoid traveling to areas where there's Zika if you're at risk and to protect yourself from mosquito bites. So things you can do. DEET. You know, DEET is okay. And pregnant women normally have been like, I'm not using DEET. That's scary. But the CDC and the American College of OBGYN have endorsed that DEET is safe to use in pregnancy. And in fact, there's a list of like 5 different products that you could use that you could find on the CDC website. And so long sleeves, don't go sit by the swamp in evening, you know, anywhere where there's mosquito borne areas that are at greater risk are a problem. I was in Puerto Rico when Zika was very, very, very first coming out. And there was a woman who was there from New York who was pregnant and she wasn't going to do yoga outside because she was afraid of getting bit by a mosquito. And I thought, gosh, you shouldn't even be here, you know, like mosquitoes could go inside too. Like it just kind of scared me.
Just to minimize the scare factor, let's say I've run my marathon. I'm sitting in my backyard with my little doggies celebrating and a mosquito bites me.
Right. So if you're not pregnant, I think it's totally fine.
No, probably
First of all, you live in Michigan. We know you travel a lot for your for your races and everything, but if you're in Michigan right now, there's no risk. If you're in South Florida or if you're in Brownsville, Texas, or if you're in the Caribbean, then yes, there could be a chance. Now, if you're not pregnant or planning on getting pregnant soon, I don't think it's a big deal. You might have a small chance of getting a little mild illness, but it's for the pregnant woman where I think they need to be very cautious. And normally, I'm a pretty laid-back doctor, and I say, just relax. In moderation is fine. You know, there's a lot of people that get super anxious about things. But for this, I think it's really important. If you are pregnant, you should not travel anywhere near Zika virus, and you need to change your plans. And one of my patients went to Hawaii for their vacation because they, you know, they kind of didn't have other options in terms of a cool vacation in the Caribbean or, you know, Central America. So they went to Hawaii, and she said it was amazing at the resort where she was. It was all pregnant women and little kids. So it seems like it's changed our travel patterns, and I think that that's really smart. So if you're pregnant or planning to be pregnant.
Keishan, do you have a question for
Dr.
Hubbard?
I do. It's been just in my brain. So once you are bitten, you have the Zika virus. What happens?
Wait. Bitten by a
mosquito.
Mosquito carrying Zika.
Zika. It's in your system. Does it go away? Because you started off with HIV, AIDS, and so on and so forth. So do you keep it and you just live with it?
That's a great question. It does go away,
but it
takes a little while. Yeah, that's an excellent question. So if you're bit by a mosquito that contains a Zika virus, it lives in your system for a little while, and it may cause illness, it may not cause illness. If you're pregnant, it might affect your baby, it might not affect your baby, and the problem is we don't really understand how that's chosen. But the current recommendations say that it can stay in the semen of men for up to 6 months. It lives in semen longer.
Wait a minute. The men, let's talk about that.
Men. Mm. So if a man, if your partner has been traveling and you are trying to get pregnant or you're pregnant, it can live in their semen for up to 6 months. So the recommendation is to avoid sex or to use really, really good protection with condoms for 6 months after they have traveled to an affected area. And you don't know if you got bit by mosquito, and you don't know if you got bit by mosquito that contains Zika. So for the most part, you're going to be fine. Like, the man that travels is going to be fine. It's just that he could potentially, we've shown that it can be sexually transmitted. For women, they find that it's 8 weeks. So for women that travel, that recommendation for avoiding intercourse is only 8 weeks, or avoiding pregnancy during that time. So it's really interesting to me, and I thought, gosh, you know, that just doesn't make sense in my mind. We know that men have semen that are produced all the time. It seems like it would go away faster, but they have found that it can stay there for up to 6 months.
So do you give those same challenges to the men if they're traveling to those areas?
I do. You know, there's a lot of couples who are currently pregnant who ask me about it, and I definitely encourage them to avoid traveling there for their vacations and changing their plans if needed. But a lot of men need to travel to these places, you know, for work or pleasure, and we talk a lot about it. Like, the ramifications of that are pretty significant. 6 months with no sex, you know, and I think, you know, it makes you really think twice about it, because in order to be cautious. The thing that I think is really important is that these babies, we don't know which babies are going to be affected. Like, there's no way to predict it.
If I'm carrying the virus, it's not 100% that my baby.
No, it's actually super small.
Yeah, what's that?
So, okay.
Pregnant women infected, what percentage of pregnancies have resulted?
So outcomes for completed pregnancies in the U.S., I just pulled this up. Completed pregnancies in the U.S. that have been identified as having Zika is 1,143. Live-born babies with birth defects are 47. So it doesn't affect every baby. It's a small percentage. It's just enough and significant enough of a problem that I think we need to be concerned about it. What they worry about is microcephaly, and that's a small brain, and brain abnormalities. So these children can face a lifetime of neurologic and behavioral and developmental issues. And because I think I'm making it sound really, really scary, but it's that dart, right? Like, okay, only 47 out of 1,100 are going to get it, but you certainly don't want your baby to be that one.
Right.
And so you don't want to be cavalier or risky about that. And because we can't predict it, like, we can't say, oh, you have Zika, we'll give you this medicine and it'll prevent transmission to your baby. Or if we catch it early enough, we can prevent problems. We just don't understand that well enough.
That's so curious, because we always have focused on women. And it's interesting the impact that it has on men.
Yeah. First time they showed it was sexually transmitted, it was, it kind of threw everybody off that, wow, it can be sexually transmitted. And that's any type of sex. So we're talking oral, anal, vaginal penetration or sharing of devices or mm-hmm. toys. So it can be transmitted anytime, you know, body fluids from that area are shared.
What about, let me just throw this out, kids?
So kids, we don't really know. I mean, they're certainly watching kids closely, and you're thinking like, okay, kids are growing and developing and changing so quickly, but we haven't found anything different for kids than adults right now. So sure, they could get a mild illness, they could get the eye infection or the fever. I haven't seen much data actually on Guillain-Barré, but I don't have my eyes in the pediatric literature as much, you know. So kids aren't going to go backwards and develop microcephaly and get small brains if they get it, but they could have the same effects as adults, which to me is not that big of a deal.
And again, you wonder, would they carry that? I mean, I don't want to even start the scare factor there, so mm-hmm. I'm just going to hush up right there.
And theoretically, right, 8 weeks to 6 months, like you could carry the virus and then it would be gone from your system. And so for children, I think, you know, the same concept, but it's definitely the baby in the uterus or the almost about to be baby in the uterus.
Well, and the one who doesn't know she's pregnant.
Yes. And, you know, we've talked about this before. Half of pregnancies in the United States are not planned. Now, I'm not saying not desired, right? Yeah. But unplanned. Like, we get pregnant a lot without, like, saying, okay, I'm going to stop my birth control now, and here we are. We're going to have intercourse every other day around the time of ovulation and, you know, the science experiment part of having a baby. 50% are unplanned. So you may, like, have this great trip to Puerto Rico and then come back and decide that, and find out that you're pregnant, and it just happened that way. So I think it's really important to be even more conscientious about your reproductive planning and your traveling because of Zika. It's changed things.
I love my parents, but my favorite aunt did tell me that I was unplanned. Thank God.
You know, my grandma told my mom that too, but then she followed by saying, and you're the best blessing of my life.
Oh, my parents are not listening.
That's funny.
God love them.
That's all what right. answer for.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Dr. Hubbard, where do we continue this conversation? You have a couple of resources, as always?
Yeah, I think that the CDC is absolutely amazing. They update their website every day. So if you want to look at the map of where Zika has been reported, you can pull it up there. If you want to find out recommendations, if you're afraid that you maybe were exposed and you want to ask questions about testing, the health department in Kent County is working with the CDC, and there are very specific guidelines about who is supposed to be tested and who is not supposed to be tested. So people with symptoms, pregnant women that might be exposed. And so it's a very complicated process. Like, I can't just decide you need to be tested. The health department has to approve it. So it's very regulated. But CDC is amazing. There's tons of information there. And I think that's your go-to. I tell people that are, you know, making travel plans, I'm like, oh, sure, Arizona sounds great to me. But before you go, double check the CDC website and make sure that you have the latest information on your travel.
And how many babies did you deliver over the last 30 days or so?
Well, I think I'm at about 12.
Any Robins or Shelleys or Keishans?
No. We're getting some really fun names lately, though. Yeah, like there's a lot of creative fun names happening.
All right. Thanks. How would we find out more about Grand Rapids Women's Health?
So GrandRapidsWomen'sHealth.com or 588-1200.
Right, and I know you're headed over to the YWCA Circle Luncheon where Elizabeth Smart will be speaking.
I'm very excited to hear her.
Really cool. Thank you, Dr. Hubbard. We'll speak again next month.
Yeah, that's cool.